Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back
down. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going down to Texas government, Republican, it's a pathology. Texas Democrats are suing the governor, Abbott. Why are they suing the governor, Abbott? He's bad news. You don't just do it because he's bad news. They're doing it because he has cut off funding for the legislature, including their pay, because they stand up to him on his voter suppression. They walked out and denied him a quorum. Now, you remember the state Senate, Democrats in the state Senate in Wisconsin, when Walker rammed through Act 10, remember that? And they went to Illinois so that there wouldn't be a quorum. Try to block him. This is very similar, but unlike Wisconsin, where apparently the Republicans were going to, quote, arrest, end quote, the Democrats, and they went out looking for him, but they can't cross state lines into Illinois. Apparently, it either hasn't occurred to Abbott or under Texas law, they can't do it, arrest the Democrats and bring him in. So they deny him a quorum. So in retaliation, he cuts off funding for the legislature, including their pay. Now, here's a pathetic thing. What do you think their pay is? $600 a month. Legislators in Texas get $600 a month. This, you know, it's this libertarian thing. We hate government, except when it provides Western civilization, except when it provides, you know, the kind of the order and the sound economy we have. But we pretend to hate government. So we're not going to pay our legislators. So the only people that can afford to serve are people who are very wealthy, which isn't what you want. You don't want a legislature only of wealthy people. Some wealthy people, great. I like success, but not only wealthy people. The second thing is people who take other jobs and don't pay any attention to what they do in the legislature. And the third thing is people who think $600 a month is about right. And if that's their mindset, you don't want them either. But this reminds me of back in 1997, I went with a delegation from our Justice Department to Moscow, Russia, and to St. Petersburg, Russia, and we put on seminars during that thaw between 1990 and 2000, when Gorbachev and got rid of, well, he was a communist, but he sort of got rid of the Communist Party, and Yeltsin came in, and they had 10 years of relative freedom and democracy. And then, of course, Putin came in, and he's the head of organized crime in Russia. He's the mob. And then they went back in the dark ages. But during that time period, they invited delegations from our Justice Department, American lawyers, to come and talk about our civil law and criminal law and how they can set it up over there. So, you know, you don't collect debts by hitting a guy over there with a club, basically. And when I was over there, These people were terrific people. The Russian people are terrific people. Their leaders are no good, but they're terrific. And a lot of them were prosecutors, and they were lawyers from around the country. The prosecutors in 1997 in Russia got $600 a month. And they were skinny as hell. And you know, I mean, there wasn't a well-fed one in the whole group. And this is back in Russia, Moscow, Russia, St. Petersburg, Russia. Well, in Texas right now, they get $600 a month. And Abbott cuts that out. So he's being sued, saying that he has no, they're a co-equal branch of government. He has no right to cut off the pay of people he doesn't like. And this is the tip of the iceberg. This guy's bad news, Abbott, truly bad news. The lieutenant governor is even worse. The attorney general is even worse. Three of them are malignant. And I hope the Dems get him. They get him good. I hope they get him good. Well, we have a piece of work in our own state. His name is Ron Johnson. So Ron Johnson holding an event in La Crosse, an anti-vaccine event. That's what it is. Ron Johnson has not been vaccinated against COVID. No, he had COVID. And he had COVID because he didn't believe in social distancing or masks. And fortunately for him, he snuck out without dying. And he goes, well, since I've had COVID, I don't need the vaccine, which is false. Every scientist, every scientist in the Center of Disease Control said, you absolutely need to get vaccinated, whether or not you had COVID. And then he's going to go over to La Crosse, and his deal is, okay, well, here are all the dangers of vaccines. This isn't just about masks anymore. This isn't just about social distancing anymore. This isn't just about, well, you know, we don't care if we spread the virus. This is about don't get vaccinated. And we ain't going to get to herd immunity unless at least 70, and most people say more like 80 or 85% of our people are vaccinated. A physician responded to what Johnson's doing and said, quote, stop abusing your platform. Do what is right or get out of the way and let the rest of us do our jobs. I'm going to say that again. It's great. Stop abusing your platform. Do what is right or get out of the way and let the rest of us do our jobs. He's got abusing your platform. There are only 100 senators. When a senator says anything, a lot of people of goodwill are going to go, well, this is somebody who's a substantial person. This is somebody in high office. Just like when a president, especially when a president like Trump says something, they listen to him. Ron Johnson has pushed hydroxychloroquine, a malaria drug that all the scientists and epidemiologists in the country, including Republicans, say it's dangerous to take the way they're doing it, and it's certainly not going to have any impact on COVID. And you know what he's doing? He's going to have this seminar. He's going to have a series of seminars, I'm sure, in which he'll put up people, conspiracy theorists, who say that the vaccine's dangerous, that it's bad, that it has this side effect, that a horn's going to grow out of the back of your head, you know, whatever some of these guys say. Now, when you are saying that as a U.S. senator, you are abusing your platform. And this physician said it very eloquently to Senator, stop abusing your platform. Do what's right or get out of the way and let the rest of us do our jobs. What's happening is people are going into physicians who tell them to get it vaccinated. And they say, oh, no, I'm not getting vaccinated. The horn will grow out of the back of my head. And Ron Johnson says, I don't have to be vaccinated. This guy's got to be beaten. He's running. He's sniffing around. Now he's also urging people to renewed efforts to elect Republicans at all levels of government. He is not doing this simply because he's cares about the Republican Party. He is running again. We've got to get behind one of our candidates. And there's a whole bunch of them, at least six, that have either announced or they filed or they're thinking of, but they're getting their names. They're popping out of the grass. And it's very, very good stuff. There's, you know, Tom Nelson, the Allegheny County Executive Director, Alex Lazary, Vice President of the Bucks, instrumental in getting the Democratic Convention in Milwaukee this last time. Wasn't his fault that COVID intervened. Wasn't his fault. Sarah Godlewski, the State Treasurer. Mandela Barnes is talking about it, the Lieutenant Governor. There's a physician from Wausau. There's an activist, a fellow named Peter Pekarsky, called into our show the other day to say he's seriously considering filing. What you do is you sit back, look at these people, and contribute to the one that you want. And then whoever wins the primary, go full bore for them. Because you can't have a U.S. senator holding these hearings or these statements around the state about how dangerous the vaccine is, urging people not to get vaccinated. He hasn't been vaccinated. This is wrong. He's abusing this platform, and that's got to stop. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Hey, I will stand my ground, and I won't back down. No, I won't back down.